Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're going to be hearing from two Indigenous leaders here in the RMWB. First, we have Gail Gallup, who is the president of the McMurray Métis. And Gail, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes, and I want to talk a little bit about Canada Day, which obviously is happening tomorrow. However, multiple Indigenous groups, including the McMurray Métis, are instead of celebrating Canada Day, they're using the day to reflect and remember the past injustices. At residential schools, there's been over 1,000 discoveries of children's remains at former residential schools. Maybe just to start off with, your thoughts on, using tomorrow as a day of remembering instead of celebrating.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, first of all, for having me here. So, we do stand in solidarity with the other people here in Fort McMurray that won't be walking in Canada Day, as we are not going to, because we're still extremely hurt and grieving, as the numbers are amounting to over $1,000 with some children in the residential schools that were buried and not known about. So that is why we tend to stand back. We are happy to be acknowledged and recognized as part of Canada's Indigenous people, alongside with our First Nations, Inuit, and other Métis cousins. But it's not the time to celebrate. We have a lot of people grieving. We have a lot of people that we know that were in the residential schools, including my past husband. He's deceased now. He had very many traumatic experiences there while under the hands of the church and so-called good people of the priesthood.
There's one thing you said there that caught my attention when you mentioned that it just isn't the right time to celebrate. There are a few people, and you can go on social media and see it. I think the majority of people understand the reasoning behind why a lot of Indigenous people just don't want to celebrate tomorrow, but there are still a few people that believe that this is an attempt to so-called cancel Canada Day. Can you kind of talk on that?
That is correct. We would in no way not want to celebrate Canada Day. We're proud to be Canadians, first off, but we are still kind of reeling over the I guess not only the residential school children that they found buried, but also the Moccasin Flats debacle, and the 1960s scoop, and the missing and murdered Indigenous women were very much affected by that, and we're still reeling over that. We're still having people murder our women. Why? I don't ever will know, understand such a mindset, but they're missing and they weren't found, and there's people grieving about that. And then the girls and the Two-Spirit people, and other issues facing Canada's Indigenous people historically and present day. It is a time for education over celebration. Learn the true history, so we would like our non-Indigenous people to take some time to educate themselves on all of these issues that we are facing. That is what we appreciate. We would in no way want Canada Day to not be around.
So Gail, we know that there are still going to be a few people who want to celebrate Canada Day, and from what you were mentioning, that they have the right to do so. It's just that many people just don't see the need to celebrate right now. So is it safe to say there's, no hard feelings for those who do want to celebrate Canada Day?
No. As I said, we don't want to take the holiday away from many Canadians who, probably even the Canadians who are new here, are immigrants, or newly landed status. They're going to want to celebrate. to show their support to the Canadians. So we just don't want to take that away from people. We just want them to perhaps be aware, though, because of yourself putting this on air, why they won't see any Métis flags flying on Canada Day, mm-hmm. as we have previously done. We'd even like people to wear orange to support our endeavors to bring to light and to bury our past and get on with our future, but to not forget the misjustice that has been experienced by our Métis family and friends.
Well, Gail, before I let you go, there's an initiative that's being undertaken at, I believe, more than 500 radio stations across the country, us included here at Mix and our sister station, Cruise. A day to listen. And throughout the day, we're hearing stories, poems, just Indigenous people sharing their thoughts on their culture and their history. I'm curious if you think that more initiatives like this should take place, not just in the radio sector, but in different sectors as well.
If they could continue to do that, that is the promise of a better future for all Canadians, including our Métis heritage and Inuit brothers and sisters heritage. I'd just like to say, you know, if you've got the free time and taking the day off, and spend some of it learning more about our Canada's Indigenous people, that would be the ultimate. We don't want to, march and protest, that's for sure. So what we're doing, I believe, is the right way to do it, non-confrontation, mm-hmm. and in a peaceful mode.
Once again, that was Gail Gallup, president of the McMurray Métis. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be hearing from the president of the Fort McKay Métis Nation as he shares his thoughts on Canada Day.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if we're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we had a chance to hear from Gail Gallup, president of the McMurray Métis, about many Indigenous people, Indigenous communities here in the region who are choosing not to celebrate Canada Day tomorrow, rather using the day to reflect and remember the past injustices, specifically at residential schools. Though Gail had mentioned, as well as, you know, just moccasin flats and missing, murdered Indigenous women. Now joining me over the phone is Ron Quintel, who is the president of the Fort McKay Métis Nation. So Ron, just like I asked Gail just a few moments ago, just getting your thoughts on Canada Day and Indigenous communities such as your community choosing not to celebrate, but rather use the day to reflect and remember.
Yeah, so, and like I said, I don't want to take away from everyday Canadians' ability to celebrate. I think, you know, I'm not one to go, you know, I'm not in favor of cancel culture. I think, you know, we as Canadians need to simply take a step back, reflect, and understand. I think that's what we're asking. Indigenous communities, you know, are choosing not to celebrate. We're choosing to reflect. We're choosing to mourn. And we're choosing to remember. I think, you know, when we look at this, I believe that we need to turn Canada orange. I think that, you know, the only way we can truly as society understand, you know, the implications of what happened, you know, to past generations is by reflecting on and putting yourself in similar circumstances to attempt to understand it. I've had a huge host of mixed emotions. I've been, you know, initially furious, angry, very, very sad. And, you know, I'm almost to a point, happy. There's some happiness there because these children are being found. And, you know, I that brings some relief because at least now, you know, they're not just some forgotten child with a number and, you know, and I'm Mark Grave across Canada. So when I look at this, it's definitely something that I challenge all Canadians to reflect on the circumstances that these children had to face, and, you know, respect our ability to not celebrate. You know, if we're not going to impede on your ability to celebrate, then please don't tarnish or attack our ability to mourn. I think that's a pretty fair trade in today's society.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, just hearing your comments and previously speaking with the McMurray Métis and Gail Gallup over there, really, I think, said it really well, that in their view, it's just not the time to, you know, celebrate. This isn't really an attempt to cancel Canada Day, as I see a few people on social media have been exclaiming. That's definitely not what this whole idea is.
No, it's not. I think, you know, I believe that, you know, those coming into this country, you know, need to be able to celebrate their citizenship. And, you know, I respect the fact that we have new people coming in, and I respect the fact that there are a number of, you know, people who have been here for generations. All we're asking at this point is, you know, I think it's time for us to you know, we've endured so much, be able to use this as a teaching point for our future generations. Because I think, you know, when I spoke at a high school graduation ceremony here in the community, and I think, you know, when we look at this, our future generations, our children now, our graduates now, are the voices of those children who were lost so many generations ago. So, you know, I don't want to take away from anybody's ability to enjoy, you know, the festivities or enjoy the holiday. But if you can, and, you know, if you would like, just take a moment to reflect, say a prayer, and understand that, you know, there's a long path ahead here, not just on the residential school situation, but how do we move forward from this?
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Ron Quintel, president of the Fort McKay Métis Nation.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Ron Quintel, president of the Fort McKay Métis Nation. And we're talking about Canada Day and the fact that many people, Indigenous communities, Indigenous people who are choosing not to celebrate the day, rather use the day to reflect and remember the past injustices that have been done to Indigenous people. This includes residential schools. And we heard from the McMurray Métis earlier as well, talking about what happened at Moccasin Flats, as well as missing and murdered Indigenous women. And Ron, just a couple more questions for you. And we know that a few people will still want to celebrate Canada Day. And just hearing your thoughts before the break, it doesn't sound like there's really any hard feelings. I know that you mentioned that this isn't an attempt to cancel Canada Day. This is just the McMurray Métis, Gail Gallup, said it best at the beginning of the show, I believe. It's just, in their minds, it's not a time to celebrate. So is it safe to say that there really isn't any, you know, harsh feelings for those who choose to celebrate tomorrow?
That is correct. I think that's fair. I think, you know, we live in a free country. We live in a beautiful country, and, you know, everybody has the right to free speech. Everybody has the right to protest however they choose. I don't look at what we're doing as a protest. I don't think we're protesting Canada. I think what we're trying to do is enlightenment, and we want to use that as a catalyst, if you would, to, you know, move this conversation forward. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's ultimately, at the end of the day, my feelings on the issue.
All right. And before I let you go, just one last topic I wanted to chat with you about. And it's definitely a radio initiative, and we're doing it here at Mix and on Cruise, our sister station. And it's a day to listen. And for anyone who's been listening to our stations, may have been hearing different clips from different Indigenous people from across the country, you know, just sharing stuff about their culture and their history. I was very, you know, it was definitely something that caught my eye when we were talking about it up to today, and it was something that I thought was really interesting. I want to get your own perspective just on this initiative, and do you think that more days like this should be needed, not just in radio, but maybe other industries as well?
Absolutely. I think, you know, any way that we can share and understand each other's culture, I think that's half the battle. You know, when we look at Canada, and especially in this region, I mean, it's melting pot. We've got people from all walks of life. You know, I have people from across the world who work within my organization. You know, people who have you know African backgrounds and Middle Eastern backgrounds, and we welcome that. We seek to better understand, you know, where they come from, and I think, you know, they want to understand, you know, my community and my culture and how my people have, you know, endured through generations. And I think, you know, it is definitely something that I strongly endorse. I think, you know, educating each other, I think, is a key aspect. You know, Islamophobia in itself, I think, is a stain on this country, and the fact that it's been able to get as far as it has. And, you know, I grew up with in a community, you know, with where the first mosque in Alberta was built in Lac La Biche, and we have a very diverse Muslim population there that I went to school with and grew up with, and have nothing but love and respect for them. You know, but the fact is, you know, a lot of people, you know, they take stereotypes and they turn them and they use them to almost weaponize them. I think, you know, the only way that we will ever be able to move forward as a society is to better understand each other, to better understand each other's culture, because I think that's what makes Canada unique, is that not only do we have a very strong Indigenous population in this country that is, you know, surging back, you know, the numbers are surging, and the rights agenda is surging, and the conversation in and around, you know, Indigenous rights and, you know, who Indigenous people are in this country, I think is surging at this point. But I think what that also does is the Indigenous communities also have to reflect on, you know, who are all the different cultures and people, you know, that are around us and surrounding us. And I think that's a really important piece that, you know, I try to teach my children to understand, is get to know somebody. You know, ask a question. If you're unsure, ask a question. I think that, you know, if you can ask a question and get an answer, I mean, then you're one step closer to better understanding either their point of view or their culture. And I think, you know, that in itself is something that is really, really important as we move forward as a country.
All right. Well, Ron, as always, we appreciate it every time you spare a couple minutes to come on the show.
Outstanding, Jaron. We'll talk soon.
Once again, that was Ron Quintel, president of the Fort McKay Métis Nation. And for those who are interested, there is a march being held tomorrow, which will take place starting at 10 a.m., going from the provincial building downtown down to the Catholic Church on Franklin Avenue. It's being held to remember and recognize all the children who lost their lives and were victims to residential schools. We know of the remains of over 1,000 children so far, and there are still countless other locations that need to be searched. Once again, that's happening at 10 a.m. tomorrow, starting at the provincial building. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.